Anyway, I know you've seen this before because I recognise many of your faces and a good deal of your clothing. But so you know the format, basically. But we are just, we've only got one number now between the end of their second number and the interval. But it is a long number. In 1971, a bunch of guys purporting to be Federal Convention, no name to Packer, made an album called Babbicombe Lee. And it was based on what I always thought was an urban myth when I was growing up, this man they couldn't hang. And then Dave Swarbrick explained to me that, in fact, he was from Devon. So it had to be a rural truth rather than an urban myth. 1884, cast your minds back. John Lee was a young man who was convicted of murder and sentenced to death. And when they took him to the gallows and pulled the lever, despite the very best professional efforts of a team of highly skilled and professional hangmen, which is not a phrase you hear that often these days, the mechanism failed to work. Now, to this day, we don't know whether it was divine intervention, some sort of Masonic backhander, or just really, really crap carpentry. But that matter doesn't concern us, because it gave rise to this album, which we're now going to perform in sequence in its entirety. And I don't want you to suffer, as I have seen a couple of audiences do, and I've forgotten to mention this, what I call symphonic anxiety movement stress. Sounds. So, you know, although we're going to try and do it unbroken and keep the chat to an absolute minimum if nothing at all. Don't worry about that, there'll be plenty of chat in the second half. Just respond, you know, as it would normally, you know. We'll get going as quickly as we can change the instruments. Anyway, here, to kick things off on a jolly note, is our very fine friend Dave Hill, who is backstage now with a microphone. He's just donning his blackest of black caps on top of his horse's hair of High Court judge wigs to pronounce these words.
John Lee, the jury have found you guilty of willful murder, and the sentence of the court upon you is that you be taken from this place to a lawful prison, and from there to a place of execution, and there suffer death by hanging, and that your body be buried within the precincts of the prison in which you shall have been last confined. And may the Lord have mercy on your soul. Thank you.
John, my son, God, join the Navy. That's where it's underneath your skin. John, my son, God, join the Navy. Don't go leaving it in the
to join the Navy now, so we're heading into a maritime section of the first half, and we're going to play some nautical tunes and then sing you a sea shanty, which we're hoping, Weston, that you'll join in on. So we have a very beautiful assistant who's going to bring some words out for you. So will you join in?
Yeah.
We'll hold you to that. Thank you.
Thank you. park my boat, close the door and dance the light. It's quite like it's waiting time. So come to me when you're all in bed. It's almost like the whole world's dead. So I lay me down to sleep and pray you love my soul to be.
Suburb of Torquay was greatly disturbed early on Saturday morning, and the peaceful inhabitants were aroused to a state of intense alarm and terror by one of the greatest tragedies that human devilment could plan or human deed could perpetrate. The name of the victim was Miss Emma Ann Whitehead Keyes, an elderly lady of some 68 years. The name of her home and the scene of her tragedy was The Glen. She was found early in the morning lying on her dining room floor. Her throat had been horribly cut, and there were three wounds on her head. It was evident that her murderer had also attempted to burn the corpse.
Oh,
thrice on duty to rescue one suspicion.
They put me in a carriage, I was driven 8 miles. They locked me in a prison cell to await my trial.
Oh,
always know what's best for a man who doesn't have too much to say.
Thank you.
still bound, while the carpenters called for an explanation found. The rain has brought the timbers, I hear the hangman say. It's funny, but it worked well, I tried it yesterday.
Heavy subject for me to do as a first art, but we really enjoyed playing it. So thanks for your tolerance and listening to it. It's been a great pleasure for us, and we reckon you deserve an interval now.
We're back together with him now. This first song is a song of celebration. It combines two things. It combines the festival that we hold every second weekend in August up in Crockery. Marvellous. And the other thing is the good folk at Crockery a few years ago now decided that they wanted to add two new bells to the ring of bells in their church tower, bringing them from 6 to 8. So the seventh bell they had cast, brand new bell, and that was dedicated to the village, and that's called the St. Mary bell, and that's hanging now in the church tower alongside the other six. And the eighth bell, which they had, the second bell, brand new bell cast, which is also hanging there now, they wanted to recognise the fact that the festival had been happening at that time for over 30 years. And so the beautiful lettering cast into the bell, it reads, Fairport Convention Festival Bell.
I'd just like to explain that as instead of us being at the Brit Awards tonight, meaningless, tiny, We were from serious metal.
So this is a song that's also given the title to our brand new CD. So it's called The Festival Bell. Set out to try and find a Northwest Passage with a ship full of blokes, and they got terribly lost and were never ever seen again. That was the final voyage. He had a go at doing that a couple of times and succeeded in getting very lost in his final voyage, and it was a big mystery at the time, and many countries sent out ships to try and find him where he ended up. And one particular ship from England sailed called the HMS Investigator. And they didn't take any clues from what had gone before, because they ended up in the area, the right area, but again, terribly stuck. The ship was trapped in ice. And it was so bad, they had to stay there for 3 winters on the ship. And one of the diary entries reads, "Food getting very low, wolves howling round the ship." Not nice. So this tells the tale of the rescue mission of HMS Investigator. It's the title takes its name from the place where they were actually stuck. It's called Mercy Bay.
10,000 pounds the price was set. Find the Northwest Passage Hotel. So many ships had sailed in, yet the ice floes were not let them through. 1850 was the year we sailed out of Plymouth. Go down, go down, go down. And a mighty ship with a big fear that still had our hull and our hearts. We said it was for old Cape Horn and out across the ocean. Go down. We left our ship in the mighty free.
Anthony. And making it sound great, the man who recorded the CD on his laptop, a wonderful sound engineer, Johnny Gale. So, Johnny. This is an instrumental from our new CD, which is readily available in the foyer, and it will soon be Christmas. You can never plan that far ahead. Too far ahead, you know, very portable things, fitting ladies' handbags quite well, so I'm told. And, you know, you all look far too young to appreciate our music, but think of your parents, Christmas and stuff, birthdays, things like that. It's a little tune, this is. Are there any people in the audience from Birmingham tonight? What? Well, did you come on, you came on holiday to Breeder Sands and stayed, yeah? That's what I nearly did once when I was younger, with a drink problem, which luckily, thanks to Adam and Wendy, I don't have now, because I've got the one in the interval. This instrumental, it's kind of based in Birmingham, really, because it's called Albert and Ted. It's named after my dad and Rick's dad. My dad Albert Pegg and Rick's dad Ted Saunders, you know, so they could differentiate between each other. They were given different names. And they worked at this school in Birmingham, Hartfield Crescent Secondary Modern School, which is a really rough place. And Rick's dad was the head of English there, and my dad was the caretaker. So Albert was always cleaning up after Ted, you know, to be honest. But it's something I never got kind of tidiness from my dad. I seem to have inherited his hairline. But not the ability to be tidy and stuff. But what about the English language? Did you have anything from your dad in that respect, Ricky? Or?
Well, I'd like to think that it's given me a certain fluency for public speaking.
Okay, well, let's hear it then.
Good evening.
Come on, with it.
We ordered two, there should be one over here. My name is Sid Randers and I fear the pity. I'm speaking tonight on behalf of the Royal Society, the Preservation of Christian Enunciation. Now, just remember, ladies and gentlemen, live a clergy identity, high five Friday. After all, the phone wasn't spilled in the tray, and don't put all your legs in one gizzard.
Who needed grammar school education? So here's our open speech. Thank you. Thank you.
says to the wonderful, talented, and good-looking members of the Fairport Convention. I like this person. Yes, this is from Amanda, and it's to her. Julian, and they're celebrating their 8th wedding anniversary. And she said thanks to Julian for introducing her to the Fairport Convention. Well, we invite you to come again. you're actually kind of requested Port Marion. Well, we're not doing a Port Marion, but this next song, which is familiar, it does have many of the same notes as Port Marion. Now, we don't just play in the UK, you know. Oh, no. We're an international act. Yeah? Believe it or not, but we have a fan base in Portugal. Yeah? His name's Rui. And he's a lovely fellow. And last year, when we were doing one of our acoustic gigs at the iconic 100 Club on Oxford Street in London, Rui was visiting and he came over from Portugal and he presented the band with a gift in the form of a beautiful and antique Portuguese guitar, which you see Chris holding there. It's nothing like a normal guitar in any way at all. It didn't really look like it. It's nothing like it. Nothing like a mandolin or the Zuki. It's a completely different guitar. So he gave it to us and we knew which member of the group should be the one to take it home. Chris, because, you know, well, this boy can get a tune out of anything, ladies and gentlemen. No, Candy's a vintage reference. He said, get you out of anything. No one's heard him do 3 choruses of Michael Rowe, Go to Shore, and a whoopee cushion. It's a sound I'll never forget. I've tried. So, within less than 24 hours, Chris said, we'll have a gig the next day. When he got on the band, he said, I've written a song on that Portuguese guitar. He said, not already. And he'd been on the internet, found out how to tune it. You know, done an open university course, how to play it. He did it all overnight. And he wrote this beautiful song called Rui's Guitar, which is also known on the new album as track 2.
Thank you.
Chris Leslie.
Thanks very much. It's another song from our new CD. And it has its origins in Birmingham, the celestial city. For the one brummy in the audience. It was written by a lady called Carolyn Evans, who sings with a duo called Red Shoes, and her and her husband Mark. A couple of years ago, they asked Chris and myself to play on their CD, which we did, and it was great fun. And to thank them for having us, we stole this song from them. Put it on our new CD. It's a lovely little song called Celtic Moon. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
was a song now written by a wonderful singer. She is, in my humble opinion, and certainly for me, one of the best female singers I've ever had been privileged to play with. And she also writes fantastic songs. She doesn't write many, but when she does, they're corkers. And this one's no exception. I'm talking about Chris Wilde. And this song is set in Australia, near a place called the Wilson Dam. And it's an area that gets very fierce bushfires. And apparently the local knowledge there is that if you're fortunate enough to get trapped in one of the fires, you never ever jump in the water of the Wilson Dam, because the fires are so fierce, they can turn the water to boiling point. But the couple in the song, they're not local. It's called Dark Side Wood.
Well, the day was not easy.
this is another song which may be new to you. I'm still getting to know. It's from Brown Patel, so it's like the last song. It's from Out With The Band, and Out With being a sense of description rather than instruction. Ralph has been a close friend of mine for many years, and this is being one of the most wonderful men I've ever met. Sees through people very quickly, and I know that he met the subject of this biographical song, Irving Johnson, who was born just after the First World War, and was born out of his time in the sense that he was born to be on the sailing ships carrying cargo, and managed it despite the time shift there. He would have admired him even more than he does in his song. So here's Around the Wild Cape Horn, but first, glasses. Just for sake, I mean, just for sake, we wouldn't, you know, wouldn't drive a car without a seatbelt, would we?
Yeah. Thank you.
music do pirates most enjoy?
Apart from Somali rap.
Apart from Somali, what type of music do pirates? Well, okay. R&B.
I'm still
confirming. Oh, tell him what you're like.
Where the pirates go to get fit, then break.
I don't know where the pirates go to get fit, then.
They go to the gym, man.
Ah, look, they call him Long John Saliva. he's the spitting image of his dad. That's quite good, that one. That's fine. I don't know why I feel compelled to tell you pirates. It's just that I've reached a time in my life when I just feel piratey. I feel like doing piratey things, and I don't really know why. It's not just jokes, it's extended to the tunes that I'm writing. You may remember so it was last year, really, in the tune of What I Wrote, which is on a new album, called The Danny Jack's Chase. We're not going to play that one. We're going to play another one, which is also on the new album. This is the sequel, and even more piratey. It's called Danny Jack's Reward. I don't really know what the title means. I just do know that there was a 10-year delay and some certain quantity of Jack Daniels involved in the process. Composition of the tune, which I'm working on with some diligence. So this piece was written especially to feature a wonderful pirate. Well, actually, I keep saying piratey. I shouldn't say that. I saw Stephen Fry a couple of weeks back on QI, and he used the word piratical. So I think that's probably the correct term. So this is to feature a wonderful piratical rhythm section. Will you please show your appreciation, big time, for on drums, the great Jerry Conway. See, Peggy went to the Apple Mac store earlier. Yeah, went to the Apple Mac store.
Show me
where
I've got
to take
the
back.
Show me where I've
got to take it. Go on, have you got it?
Yeah.
You got it. Thank you. And now we return to the blue. Yes, Peggy went to the Apple Mac store earlier. He needed to get himself an eye patch. Danny Jack's the word. Thank you.
can tell that wasn't written by Andy Lloyd Webber because it's not one that even came into the theatre whispering. It sounded as mad bad and, well, slightly dangerous to know. You've been fantastic. Every single man, Jack, woman, Jill amongst you. Thank you very much, because we've thrown a lot of unfamiliar material at you. And you're still here. But we hope you take away some happy memories, particularly Cat Jane. But before we do depart, we're going to take you back onto the premiere ground of the Thin Ice in the new repertoire, and of course the model and direction of that very strange record from 1971. In the first half. You think about that part. This is a song from the Blessed Sandy Penn, and she'd already written it before we'd even heard of each other. It would be her song, but we can share it tonight, can't we? You know what it is. Thanks for being here, and all of that.
And I had no thought of time.
Thank you, Dan. Not bad, that, for a teenage bag of raging female hormones, was it? But enough about me. We're going to love you and leave you with a cheery little murder ballad to send you on your way. This is a song which I've discovered since, well, it was very old before we found ourselves performing it. When my dad was in the band, actually, before me, he was also called Simon.
They fell for it.
The one who drives dogs under the sea. It exists because it's a simple story. It exists in all traditions across the world. I mean, there are Chinese versions. We considering doing an whole album of them, you know. From the steppes of Mongolia, a version of this song about a young man who was, you know, in service but forms an inappropriately close relationship with his wife, and it all goes terribly wrong when he finds out. All the days of prenuptial agreements, and all the days of lawyers in general. The general may invite me to consider such a happy time as possible. Any apologies to members of the legal profession who were present. But it was a different thing. If you were the lord of the manor, you had the law literally in your hands, in the form of a sword sometimes. Anyway, if you're happy, thanks for listening, and we'll see you on the field in August. Yeah. More about that.
Get up, 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 get up
Tuesday night, it's Saturday the 13th of August later this year, you're in the house, I'm on the 7th of October. We're all enjoying the aftermath of 3 days of fantastic music and ridiculously fabulous weather. The heat is still baking out of the parched ground beneath our studio. Yes, you're a cockerel. Next time we encore, we're going to sing that song. That song, or this song. This is in practice. Correct! So, bless you. We have got fantastic little tickets to go to say March 1st. Not enough time to tell you about all the excellent things I need to go back to the record about each one of them. We've got tickets to that lane.